hope you're sitting down. It's about to get steamy in here.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And as always, I am super excited to be in your ear holes today. Now, today we are going to be discussing 5 simple ways to get your email subscribers excited for when your name pops in their inbox. Now, if you are listening to this in real time, happy second week of January. I hope that you're following up with any words of the year or resolutions or goals and everything is working out for you. Now, this is actually part of a themed month here on Inbox Besties, where we are going to be getting your list and blog into tip-top shape. So last week, we talked about how you can do a list audit. You want to make sure that your website's actually supporting you. Are your freebies going from anywhere? All of that stuff. That was in episode number 21, which you can go ahead and there's a link to it in the show notes. But I mean, you're in your podcast player, so scroll down to previously available episodes and it is right there. Now, today we are going to be talking about, of course, those 5 tips for writing sizzling emails. What? And if you're like, but Kate, I've only got like 4 people on my list. Like, what gives? Well, you're going to want to make sure you hit that subscribe button, because next week I am going to go over 3 goof-proof methods to jumpstart your list growth in 2018. So these are the things that are actually working like gangbusters and have proven to have staying power. Some of them might be new to you, some of them might be tweaks on the favorites, but it is a very powerful episode. And to wrap up our month of kickstarting our email list, I'm going to have our first interview of the year, episode number 24, where I'm going to have a special guest come on and talk all about how you can use giveaways to grow your email list. Now, I'm not talking about those ones you see on Instagram where it's like this photo, like 8 people that showed up, and like you get like a mug or something. I am talking about how you can gather up valuable resources from people in your industry, give them away, and actually grow your email list along with theirs. Now, I have a specialist for this. So if you're really looking for like a ginormo sort of list builder, you're definitely going to want to listen to that, which will be coming up in the very last week of January. What? So guys, without further ado, let's actually take a look at our tool of the week and then we'll jump into our tips. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. All right, guys, so tip number 1 and 2. Oh, they are old favorites. And you're like, Kate, that again? And yeah, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. So tip number 1 for sending emails that people are excited to read is 1, make them relevant. And 2, be consistent with sending them. There is nothing that is going to work in your favor in 2018 than by actually sending consistent, relevant, quality emails. Now, I talk about this a lot, especially in episode number 19, where I talk about the 4 ways you can actually make money from your email list, where we go all into segmenting and tagging. And if that sounds like mumbo jumbo, again, just listen to episode number 19. There is a link in the show notes. But for example, when you sign up for my Facebook group Trello board, which you can go over at katedoster.com/FB Trello board, where I organize 60 of the top best Facebook groups for bloggers and their promotion days. So if it's Tuesday and you want to get a lot of repins, you just go to the Pinterest card and it actually gives you links to join those groups so you can get more Pinterest eyeballs. Pretty nifty, right? So in that third email in the series, before I give them a bonus gift, I ask them, where are you in your journey? Are you a fresh-baked blogger? Are you just sort of looking for traffic because you've got your site up and running and now it's sort of now what? Or are you actually a freelancer, coach, or consultant? Because the thing is if you're a fresh-baked blogger and you really don't have any of the tech stuff set up yet, I'm going to want to send you a tech tutorial showing you how to set up WordPress, how to get hosting, how to figure out what your niche is. Now, if you've already done all of that legwork and I start sending you those emails, you're going to unsubscribe because you might be looking really for money and tips. And if you're a freelancer, it's more so how am I finding clients rather than how am I getting readers and more affiliate income. So you can kind of see how really knowing where your people are at really helps this out. And again, it doesn't have to be super complicated. I actually have an email template for this in the Email Marketing Fairy ebook, which you can go ahead and get by heading over to katedoster.com/email fairy or clicking the link in the show notes. So that is one and two. Moving right along to number three. And this one is like, of all the ones on the list, I guess number five is probably pretty big, but this one is like super key. And that is, you need to be infusing you into your emails. Now, there are a boatload of people that talk about email marketing, blogging, and funnels, and tech stuff. Like, there's a gajillion. But the reason why you keep on constantly coming back to me, reading my emails, listening to my stuff, is because of the way that I talk to you guys. Like, people, I use words like home slice and home skillet, and one email I talked about something smelling like butt. Like, those are just things that you expect from me. I also talk a little bit about my family and my kids because that's a really big part of who I am, and basically all of my people are also parents in some capacity. So that just sort of makes sense. So the way that you can infuse some of you is think about common words that you use when you're hanging out with your friends. Obviously, if it's a swear word, you might want to hold back if your audience isn't swearers, but if they're swearers, go ahead and swear. Here's your orange permission slip. If you are talking about how you are walking your dog and you got this amazing idea for something that can help people cook vegan recipes faster, actually show a picture of your dog. It doesn't need to be like too intense. If you're very private or you don't want to be on camera, another way that you can sort of infuse personality is by going and finding GIFs. Now, GIFs, you can head over to Giphy.com. There's a whole bunch of ones, but you can actually add those into your emails. They're not going to get you in the spam folder too much, and they add a little personality. So like, what shows do you love? Like, I love it when I get emails and like, Neil Patrick Harris is listening to me. Or if I send one with a Gilmore Girls gift, that one is always guaranteed to get lots of replies. And when people start replying to your stuff, that is when they've bonded to you like glue. So don't be afraid if you're like, well, my life is boring, so I can't include any stories and I've got no pictures because I barely leave my desk. Go ahead, put in a gift from your favorite show that's funny, that is relevant to what you're talking about, that is relevant to why they signed up for your list. See how that goes. Very Jedi-y as well. So number four, surprise them with something cool every once in a while. Now, this could be an exclusive video. Maybe if you're like, okay, but I hate audio trainings, I could never. Haha, you can totally record something and call it an audio course. I have done that and it has gone quite well, or just a personalized message from you. Maybe you are really into graphic design or you're a Canva here. Or you're a Canva hero and you can create some simple printables. Like, you could create one that's a blank calendar and be like, here you go, organize your month with this free content calendar. And they're like, ooh, this is fantastic. So you don't have to get super elaborate. It doesn't have to be like the super ultra mega thing. It could even be like something if you have beacon.by, and I'll put a link in the show notes, where that actually really quickly turns your posts into ebooks. You can send them that, okay? Just surprise them every once in a while. Maybe, and this is like super amazing. So you can do this with ActiveCampaign, katedoster.com/AC. And I'm pretty sure ConvertKit does it too. I gotta tell you, as much as I love AC, I've had my eye on ConvertKit. I know that was our tool of the week, but they're like really winning me over. And that is actually send personal messages to your top five people who are really engaged with your content. The people who are opening stuff, who are clicking on links, and offer to hop on the phone with them for 15 minutes or just tell them thank you. You can use something like Loom, and I'll put a link in the show notes, and you can record yourself on your screen just saying thank you, I appreciate you, or hey, I went and poked around at your blog, here's some tips, like this is just my thank you for being such a great community member. It really goes on, and guys, like, when you actually take the time to even film a 5-minute video of being like, hey, I looked at your stuff, I really like this, you know, try this or that and let me know how it goes, they will talk about you forever. And a great example of this is I have Access Ally for my course platform. You can go to katedoster.com/Access Ally if you want to know more. And they just randomly sent me one of their planners. It's a physical planner. It's amazing. I love it. I raved about it. Everywhere, guys. It's the little things. And guys, number five for how to get people excited about your email addresses. Can you guess what it is? Can you? It is, of course, having a spine-tingling welcome series. Because the truth is, the first 72 hours, just like in a missing persons case, is the most important when it comes to creating email fans for life. Because even though email marketing is so not dead at all ever, the thing is you really want to grab people by the eyeballs and the attention right off of the bat. So you need to make sure that those first three emails, they're spaced almost 24 hours apart. Let people know, like, I don't normally email you this much, but I got to make sure you got all this juicy goodness. Do it. Because they'll be like, ooh, that's great. Ooh, there's a gift to that. Ooh, there's this. And it will be fantastic. So if you need help with that, of course, we give you a nice little layout plan over on episode number 11, which I will put a link to in the show notes. But also in the Email Marketing Fairy, I actually give you templates for your first five where you just kind of plug and play and input some stories and some cool little hacks to really make your emails just flourish. These have been so profitable. You can offer stuff even in email like number one, guys, to people. Shocking. I know. But for example, in my 4 days to your profitable blog challenge, in email number one, that welcome email, I'm like, hey, if you're like me and you hate waiting for stuff, click here and for $5, you can unlock the whole course right now and get some free bonuses. And I will tell you, I was like, I don't know if anyone's going to buy this. Seriously? Like almost 15 to 20% of people who read that email have bought, which is crazy because it is one line and I don't mention it anywhere else. So I got to optimize that customer journey and offer that probably on the thank you page. So guys, just a really quick wrap up here on this episode to really help you supercharge your emails to get you pumped and excited. And that is number one and two, send consistent, relevant content, y'all. Pick a day of the week that you want to send or every other day of the week, just send stuff. Again, I know everyone's like, oh, I don't want to be filler. But the thing is that if your name isn't unique and you are not getting in front of your people, say like constantly on Facebook, you're going to not be able to stand out. So you're going to want to make sure you can do that by just showing up and being awesome. How about that? Number three, of course, is you want to infuse some personality into your emails, whether it's gifts, whether it's personal pictures, whether it's stories, whether it's just your straight up vernacular. Like I say wicked because I'm a New Englander. Stuff like that. Talk about the weather. How's it going? Again, you're writing emails to a friend. Number four, guys, surprise them with free stuff. Doesn't have to be huge, but just surprise them with it. And number five, of course, have a toe curling welcome series. You can go back and listen to episode number 11, or of course, like we said, you can invest the couple dollars into the email marketing fairy and just sort of have it done for you. So that is it, guys. I am super excited for the rest of the month. Just to give you an even bigger, sneakier preview, in February, we are going to be talking about how to shave hours off of your work and content creation week. So we are talking about tips for writing emails faster, how to organize your day. I have a very special masterclass coming up for you guys. Oh, there's just so much great stuff coming up for you guys in quarter one. I'm so excited. But again, like, I've got the best listeners in the world, so why wouldn't I be excited to hang out with you? As always, this is Kate Doster from katedoster.com, and I will see you in the inbox. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. And for even more value-soaked free information and a community of online entrepreneurs who get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership status in the Super Friends secret lair. And if you are one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. And no, it might seem teeny tiny weeny, but it makes a huge world of difference in making me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical information to turn internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Bye, everybody.